God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I think you've got the best story here, so I'll let you roll with that to lead off.
All right. The highest paid coach or highest paid employee on Notre Dame's athletic payroll from this last fiscal year, Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss is still making that money and making a lot of it as the former coach of the Fighting Irish. This past fiscal year, 2014-2015, he got a little over $2 million in buyout money. He is still due one more payment on top of his buyout. And again, he has not coached in Notre Dame since when? 2009?
2009.
So the same.
Remember, he was an offensive coach with the Chiefs in 2010 when they made that run.
That's right. So about the same time that Bill Snyder came back is when he left. He has still been getting money, and his final buyout amount, when all of this is said and done, coming December, $18,966,867.
And this comes up every year that this gets released from Notre Dame, every year that this information comes out. We talk about how ridiculous it is that Charlie Weiss is still getting paid what he is.
And he's getting paid from Kansas, too.
My question is, do you think Charlie Weiss enjoys this day or loathes this day?
When he gets the check from Notre Dame in
the
mail?
I'm sure he loves getting the check, but the day that... I'm assuming he gets checks throughout, and it's not just one day. Yeah. I don't know. But the day that it gets in the news cycle, like, does he enjoy being back in the news cycle, people talking about him again? Or does he say, like, I got to deal with this again, or people are just railing me for how bad I was at Notre Dame and
paid? It's in the news, but I don't think that a bunch of reporters are picking up the phone and trying to contact him and wanting a comment on this. I mean, I think that he's still just sitting on his couch – and he just happens to maybe catch it on the internet. I don't know if he is into any of that social media stuff. But
yeah,
look,
doesn't strike me as a guy that
if you are sitting on mounds and mounds of $100 bills, I don't think you really care what anyone has to say.
That is true. You give me $18
million. $19
million. Well, almost $19
million. Almost $19
million. I'll figure out a way. You can give me $18 or $19. How about that? I'll find a way to not care about it. I assume, Danny Duffy's play yesterday, fielding his position on the bunt. The incredible flip. Not only did he flip it to first with his glove, but being a left-handed guy, it was such a tough angle where he had to maneuver his arm around to fling it to Eric Hosmer. If you didn't see it, obviously you have no idea, but you should go look it up. It was, I think, the best defensive play we've seen from a Royal this year, and it's at least right up there with the Escobar play in Houston, and that's where I would start the list this year of defensive plays. You know where it was on ESPN's top 10?
Oh, no. Where?
Number five.
Five?
Number five. Yes. Even the anchor, I think it was Sarah Walsh, was lamenting, rattling it off,
that it should have been
hired. Oh, there was a hockey play. There was like a minor league hockey play, and I mean, it was a nice goal, but it should not have been there. I forget what was number one. Number one was the White Sox shortstop, Yankee shortstop, who clipped the guy stealing a base. He jumped up in the air. It was a high throw to second with a guy stealing, jumps up in the air to grab it, and on the way back down, able to tag the guy's back heel as he's sliding in head first. And it was a cool play. That's fine. Duffy should have been two.
Yeah.
If not one, then two. It should have been up there. It was a crazy play. So I will give SportsCenter and ESPN a you can't be serious for landing Danny Duffy's play at number five.
Kind of wish right now that I was a true fan of the Atlanta Falcons. And they're about to get a new stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is coming up here in 2017. The worst thing about going to sporting events is buying food, drinks. You pay high amounts of dollars.
Parking right up against buying food.
Yeah. I'd put it all in the same category, honestly.
Well,
yeah.
Usually you're not going to a game by yourself. You can split parking, you know, four or five ways.
If you're talking about spending money, then yes, food is the worst.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, the food experience, the beverages, and whatnot. But the Falcons are changing the game. What they're trying to do is their prices are legit for the new stadium that's about to open up here in 2017. The idea is to have a family of four that can eat for $28 or less. They're going to have $2 hot dogs. How much is a hot dog at a Royals game?
Whoa.
Unless it's Buck night, it's a lot.
You can get fries for $3. These are just some examples that they've had. $2 sodas with unlimited refills.
I'm all about that.
Changing the game. Just a couple dollars for some nachos. This is legit, man. $5 for 12 ounces of beer. $5 for 12 ounces of beer.
That's not too bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, still, I think about it just in the context of life. Compared not
to,
great, but
compared to sports, yes. Compared to what you're getting at Kauffman Stadium, didn't you have a crazy story with, like, a koozie or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, the koozie was like an extra $5 or something.
$2 for a bottle of water?
You could pay for the $12 beer and then spend an extra $5
on
for
a koozie.
Koozie.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I like that move, and it's really surprising because the NFL, as, again, to relate it back to Tyreek Hill, the NFL knows that they got you. No matter what they do, you're going to come to the games. People are going to come to the games. People are going to spend money. The NFL is going to be all right. So whether they're drafting a guy that's beating up his pregnant girlfriend or they're charging you $20 for a soda, they know that they've still got you. They have a monopoly on this deal, and we love football so much, and it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Hell, it can come out that they've been covering up information on concussions and people having brain issues and winding up killing themselves and hurting others, and it doesn't matter because we're still going to watch football. So the fact that a team's actually making a concession there to a fan – or fans, by lowering the prices of food and drink, that,
you know,
is
even
mind-blowing to me.
I loved the Buck Night that the Royals had for the longest time, and they do still have the Buck Night, but it used to be on Fridays, and it was dollar peanuts, dollar hot dogs, and dollar drinks. Well, even the Royals have had to cut back on that because they no longer need to fill the seats on Friday nights.
Need to bring people
are already there, so they switched them to Thursday nights, and they cut the drinks out of it. It's only hot dogs and peanuts that you can get for a dollar.
I'll still take it, though.
I'll take it, yeah.
Nothing I love more than being at a baseball game and eating peanuts. That's really my
peanuts
thing.
Out of the shell, absolutely.
Yes, out of the shell peanuts.
Yes.
Big time. I will do that all day, every day. Will not purchase the $5 koozie, though. Absolutely not. For Brandon and Tyler, I'm John. Thanks for listening to the game. Again, no Royals baseball tonight as they are rained out with the Red Sox. They will play a doubleheader on Wednesday. We'll have the game tomorrow night as well, and we'll see you back for the game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.